I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Cyber Intel, sponsored by WhoIsXML API, a global cyber threat intelligence provider delivering some of the world's most comprehensive sources of domain, IP, and DNS data since 2010. You can find out more about WhoIsXML API at WhoIsXMLAPI.com. Joining us today is Alex Ronquillo, Senior Director of Business Development at WhoIsXML API. Hi, Alex. Welcome back. It's great to have you with us today.
Great to be back. Thank you, Hillary.
Absolutely. So in the last podcast, domain footprints were mentioned. What are they? And then how can cybersecurity professionals use them?
Sure. So domain footprinting has had an elusive exact definition from what I've understood through countless mentions. Also, it's something that we work on frequently with our clients. Typically, before security teams can do the kind of more exciting parts of attribution and chasing footprints, chasing breadcrumbs, the first step is figuring out what all those potential footprints are, essentially what's been left behind on the shores of the internet before it gets washed away. One missed footprint is typically a system of a dead case or a dead investigation. Now, a domain footprint is essentially a list of domains that have something in common, usually in the DNS record. Each domain has several kind of technical DNS records that just really allow it to function in the domain name system. But those records contain information about a domain like its IP address, the name servers, the mail servers, the time to live, a lot of technical things to help translate IP addresses into domain names so we're not all here typing numbers to get to websites. A domain footprint basically includes all the domains that share some kind of tangential piece of IP or some other point of infrastructure. It's kind of like a tangential cluster in the DNS. So you can build a domain footprint just with a domain name as an initial clue. But to do that, you're going to have to check the DNS records of that domain first. And I have an example for you. You may have heard of Press TV. Press TV is an Iranian state-controlled news site. It was accused of breaching broadcasting rules in the UK, and even NewsGuard had it listed for spreading false information on COVID. Now, let's say you need to investigate hidden details about that organization. So you want to find all the domains linked to presstv.com on the DNS. We did that. We found a name server that presstv.com was using in our DNS and Whois databases. So we used that name server alone as kind of our initial footprinting clue, and we were able to find another 23 websites, another 23 domain names, and take a closer look at those records, and it told us that they were actually part of the same media group. And those other websites may be used to spread additional misinformation or really expand kind of the echo chamber that misinformation gets amplified in these days. Now, how can this be relevant to cybersecurity? The footprints can bring a lot of context around alerts, indicators of compromise. You may be chasing a suspected IP or a domain name you found in your firewall logs, and you may want to find if there's any connected domains. Maybe some of them belong to the same malicious owner or a cyber criminal group. The smartest security engineers in the world are already feeding this type of DNS data directly into their oftentimes proprietary machine learning AI approaches, so that way they can identify attackers and actually create automated security controls to reduce a lot of the horrendous noise that's being caused by today's pretty over-alerted, maybe overstimulated security operation centers. But that's a bit about domain footprinting. There's a lot more around the topic, and the exact definition is a bit elusive, but that's what I can see speaking with our security engineers, clients, and researchers.
Great. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Cyber Intel is sponsored by WhoIsXML API. WhoIsXML API offers some of the world's most comprehensive sources of domain, IP, and DNS intelligence on the market. With over 50,000 satisfied customers, WhoIsXML API has been a key player in the security value chain since 2010, helping all types of cybersecurity companies build better security tools and companies. To learn more about WhoIsXML API, visit them on the web at WhoIsXMLAPI.com. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. To hear our other podcasts and to watch our videos, visit us at cybercrimemagazine.com.